Cropod contains language and themes which may not be suitable for anyone, but what is suitable for everybody is the great stuff from our friends at The Famous, iconic wear for bears. Go check out thefamousheadwear.co.uk. Great stuff over there. And if you want to win some stuff from them, scroll down, hit the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes on this episode that you're listening to right now. We give away stuff from them every single month here on the Cropod. So check them out, thefamousheadwear.co.uk.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's secondhand news on the Cropod Monday, October 16th here. And, of course, the good news from the weekend, we have our new manager, the Belgian there, Philippe Clément. I don't know, I have to pull out my old university French to get my accent, but that's not going to happen. Clément. But, you know, undoubtedly, I think... I mean, well, the higher the names tossed around, the higher I wanted to see. And you know, I certainly one that well fits the mold and you know the profile of manager that well we should really expect to attract at this time. So no complaints on that front, I suppose. And obviously, you know, I don't watch that much Belgian football, so not a lot of ground to go on there. Just trusting people who know more about that sort of stuff than I do to, I guess just think he could probably do a good job here. But, of course, as with any manager hire and, anything involving, you know, the boardroom having to make decisions here, we've got a lot of... your typical fluff and nonsense coming out from various quarters here. Of course, our good old friend Chris Jack over there at the Rangers Review has a story out on Sunday with, it's just more of this, platitudes and just corporate ease speak from the board. I'm not going to go through the whole piece. Plus, it's behind the paywall, and, you know, Chris is a nice guy, so we want him to get paid there. But, we can just go through the stuff on his tweet here. Messages key to getting fans on board. Big calls to make on Ibrox stalwarts. Start planning for January deals. Implementing a clear style of play. Put together a winning run. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse on some of this shit. This is all this corporate ease kind of bullshit that you try to feed people when you're not really doing things right. This is 3 years on the trot here to going through this managerial situation. And actually, we'll get to Geo here in a moment because we've got a update on that one. But I think I said this on Twitter at the weekend, and I'm sure I've said it multiple times, whether on these shows or talking with David and Todd or when the fuck ever. But look, the messaging that I want to hear from the board. Is nothing touting, you know, off-field financial bullshit. I mean, we went through this with Bennett in this one interview, as he was still deputy chairman at the time, you know, just over a year ago, praising all these great financial gains and all this other shit, also while acknowledging that there's like $6.5 million in unaccounted for spending, but £6.5 million. But, you know, again, as you would, well, expect out of this group, you know, it was more of this kind of same stuff on the back of the hire. And, you know, what we want to fucking hear is that there are 4 to 6 matches, depending on how the cups shake out, that we have to win every year. There are 3 trophies that we expect to win. 2 of those each year, I think, are good. 1 is of the utmost importance, especially given, well, you know, how close the race for 56 is at this point. I really don't need to hear any of this other shit. You know, talking about it, when you're constantly out here talking about it, and that's what they do, right? We get fed this stuff through various channels, and, you know, again, it depends on either which member of the board or the executive com or whatever it is that's trickling this stuff out, where it comes from, right? But this constant need to do this kind of stuff, again, is indicative of, failure of process by your organization, right? I mean, this is something you see in any facet, something I saw as a journalist for years, whether it was covering local politics, state politics, sports beats, whatever the fuck it is, when people are spending their time talking like this in these little clips and these little sound bites, it's because they're trying to validate their position to their supporters, to the people that ultimately pay them. Again, you know, to go back to Bennett's thing, the fans are the true owners of the club, right? Well, you know, fine. But, you know, don't, again, that's that side mouth bullshit, corporate speak nonsense that you only say when things aren't going well. And that's more of what this shit was that Chris had in his article here. You know, and we go back to the extensive shortlist talk and some other items with that. You know, this is not, again, the hallmarks of a well-run organization. And there's been, well, other voices out talking about, well, just that very thing. So quick break. We'll come right back with a little bit more reaction from the media here and the hiring of the new manager and what the hell has been going on inside the boardroom.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, part two here, secondhand news. Again, Monday, October 16th. I'm sitting here still working on my morning coffee. And again, sorry. The new studio space where we're doing, you know, this is working out very nicely. Sorry, a couple people pointed out, yes, you can hear cars going by. I'm on a busy, you know, road here in downtown-ish Rockford. So there is some morning rush hour traffic while I'm doing these early ones. But usual shit. Of course, we are giving away stuff from the famous. FamousHeadwear.co.uk. Our good friend Graham over there. Happy to help out. And we'll give CrowPod supporters a chance to win some very nice stuff every month. And as I said last week, some stuff was going out already. I see some people have gotten their little care package from Graham in the post. We picked a few more winners on Friday, and we're going to pick a few more before the end of the month. So if you want a chance to win some stuff from the famous and also help out the CrowPod, support the CrowPod, scroll down. You can. There's a Buy Me a Coffee link down there in the show notes, or you just go to support.thecopelandroad.org. And every time, you know, you can give a one-off. I think it says buy me a Ranger scarf, or sign up for a monthly membership there. You get entered every single month. And look, you can win every fucking month. I mean, if your name comes out of the hat, it comes out of the hat. I'm not like one of them fucking radio station giveaways where if you won in the past 90 days, no, fuck that. I don't. If you win 2 months in a row, you win 2 months in a row. So anyway, like I said, scroll down, hit the notes, and thanks again to Graham. Oh, go buy their shit. All right, that's great. You guys know it's good stuff. It's very good stuff. Treat yourself. Let's see here. Simon Jordan, our friend and former CrowPod E. Ross, I think, accurately described as a bit of a weapon. But he was out, talking some sense in terms of the recruitment process going into the hiring of Clement, and just in terms of the overall process of how the club's going about its business. He's kind of like me with the new managers. His win record looks relatively decent. He comes in with some background playing in competitive leagues, managing competitive sides, playing European football, blah, blah, blah. But, what I think was critical here in what he was saying, I'd be fascinated to see the decision-making process and what Rangers are doing, Jordan said. Gerard Van Bronckhorst, Beal, and now this guy. What's in the thinking of the people in the boardroom? There's a consistent theme of the same people making these decisions, and I cannot see the logic behind Michael Beal. I don't see that, besides he was here once before. Now, of course, Rangers, hiring a Rangers man is always a theme, and involving Souness. I think Jordan rightly says, despite people viewing him as a bit of a dinosaur in footballing terms, he still does have a lot of good ideas about football. I think Jordan kind of questions what his overall role in the process was. But he continues, it feels like a case of the blind leading the deaf to me at times. If you get Souness involved, and I don't know how involved Graham was, but if you're going to interview these guys, you need someone like him in the room because of the football and intellectual capital he brings to the equation. His understanding of the football club, the scale and size of the expectation, but also Graham's football expertise, whether people acquaint it is a time gone past, I don't. I think Graham still speaks a lot of sense about the game of football. Now here's where the fun stuff comes in. You've got to bring that into the equation, and I wonder if they did. The candidates were Muscat and this fella, and Lampard, although I don't know how live that was. When I sat in that boardroom, nothing about Rangers told me there was a lot of progressive thinking going on, with due respect. Conversations I had with the owner, the chairman of the club, and the son privately offline, which I'm not going to repeat. But some of the stuff going on around the idea that Cinch were going to sponsor the league, but some of the guys had a car dealership, so couldn't do it. When you get up to this football club, you see the scale of expectation. I sat next to John Gregg and talked to him about the idea of Rangers, and then you look around and you think, I'm not sure you guys get it the same way that you possibly should. I don't think, again, like, most of what Simon Jordan says, I really couldn't give a shit less about, but he is somebody who sat with these people, is presenting a lot of the same criticisms that, many of us have over the past few years. It is. I mean, you know, this again, this is what we're talking about, you know, with Chris's piece, right? I mean, this is that knee-jerk reactionary style messaging because things are going bad, right? Things are not working right at the club. And, you know, having to hire a new manager year after year after year is not indicative of any kind of long-term planning, that, you know, succession planning, which is critical for any organization. But for them to spin in these past few days that, you know, we had an analytic-driven model for selecting our new manager, and that, you know, every time we kept inputting more data, the same name kept coming to the top. Well, no, that's nonsense, because you guys were going to try to hire Lampard last week, right? I mean, I think other people in the fan media have all but confirmed it. Some, you know, classical media have confirmed that. So no, that was not always going to be the output, right? Don't pretend like you had some foolproof system in place, some brilliant succession plan in place. We've seen this show. We saw it with Gio. We saw it with McBeal. We saw it right now. Again, I think we hopefully have a very good manager here. I do. But don't try to spin it like this was some grand fucking plan. Clearly it was not. And you know, when you have outside observers, people who don't engage with this club every day on the level that us as fans do, and sit and digest all this shit that we get fed from the board, who can see through it just as easily. Don't try to pull the wool over our eyes and come out with this, again, this bullshit platitude. Message is key to getting fans on board. No, the key to getting fans on board is fucking winning trophies. That's it. Winning cures all ills, especially at this fucking club. And for this same group, we went from a undefeated season, right? And in a position in which we kind of cut the head off of them. Lalo was gone. Lennon walked away. We won the league in the first week of March. To this spot now, you know, with the European final and the Scottish Cup in between, this is not acceptable. And you can't just talk and mealy mouth fucking spin your way out of this shit. Hopefully we have the right manager. But that's only going to show on the pitch, and that's going to be down to him, right? You guys supporting whatever the plan is, whoever the director of football that we end up with here is, and that's it. And I think, you know, we saw with some of the chatter out of the new boss's camp here about concerns over the length of Gio and Beal's tenures. Which to me is code words for Beal and his team were dumb enough to take a buyout of 6 months if they made it less than a year. I would reckon, given his track record as a manager, right, which Beal didn't have, that's not going to be the case here. There isn't going to be a 6 month buyout if he's sacked within 12 months. I don't think that was going to happen with this team. So success is paramount, because paying managers who aren't fucking managing your team is pretty dumb way to spend your fucking money. Again, that comes back to the lack of succession planning, the lack of planning around how to rebuild, buttress a squad. I mean, we're still dealing with Ross Wilson's fuck-ups, and we're going to be dealing with that one for a while. So whoever the new deal left is, along with the new manager, it's hard to say as fans, we got to put faith in everything that they're going to do. But we do. Right? We got to trust that we have, we hope, the right people in place to be able to get us back to where we were just a couple of years ago. One man who was there in between, and we're just, I'm kind of curious what you guys want to know. 442, just, I don't know. Last week, they had a thing about the top 10, top 10 best, natural finishers of all time. And of course, McCoy's name was nowhere near the list, and some people who shouldn't have been anywhere near the list were fucking on it. But, just add some light color here toward the end. They're sitting down with Giovanni Van Bronckhorst to talk about his career. What would you ask him if you could? So, anybody, they say the best questions make the magazine. So fire away, folks. I think of a few questions I'd like to ask Gio. Some about, his own playing style, but also some about what we're talking about here right now with the appointment of yet another new manager. So that'll about do it here. Second Hand News. Of course, the big show is coming back tomorrow, Tuesday. We should all be here for that. Get your questions in. You know where to do that one on Twitter. Of course, you can find me at Avoid. And again, scroll down, buy me a coffee link, hit it. Maybe win some stuff from our good friends at The Famous. Or just go buy shit from Graham. They have nice stuff. You know they have nice stuff. Famous Headwear. TheFamousHeadwear.co.uk. Go give them a hand. But that will do it. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah.
You can't get fucking serious at that.